this week ahead, we can expect to see something in a whole new light. Yep, that's right. You're going to be thinking to yourself, I have thought of that thing before, and I'm really starting to understand what's really worth it to me in this situation. Whether that's walking away, doubling down, taking a new direction, I'm going to get into what all of that means and more in today's Cosmic RX Radio Energy Report.
Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in.
Hello, I am your host, Maddie Murphy, your cosmic consultant. And I'm going to give you the rundown on what to expect, what's going on in the cosmos for the week ahead, and how you can work with it in some really hopefully digestible, accessible language so you can thrive, so you can align with your hottest and highest self, and so you can really swerve and miss on that bullshit, because there is some really wild astrology going on. Who is feeling it? Like, I'm going to get into this week. We're really just preparing for the big Taurus Scorpio eclipse next week going down on the 19th. This is like prep for that. All right. This is like, okay, we are packing our bags. We are ready for this new adventure. We're jumping headfirst into the unknown. But this week, like I said in my intro, may offer you some insight. Light bulb moment, some clarity on what this change may be or what it's about. Do you want to just really honor and say that I've gotten a lot of DMs and messages from you all that, yeah, you're starting to feel it. The Scorpio Taurus eclipses were in the portal. Okay. We're in the eclipse portal that happens 2 weeks out. So as of November 5th, we're feeling it. And it's no joke. It's in Scorpio Taurus. Scorpio has a lot to do with our psychology, our mindset, our shadows, our wounds, our shame. Taurus is a lot about like money, what's lining our pockets, our bank accounts, our worthiness, our security. So to have those two things be shaken up by the universe, yeah, we're going to feel that. Absolutely. But as always, I hope by the end of this episode to leave you with a few cosmic RXs, a few prescriptions, a few spiritual assignments for you to keep in mind so you can understand like, what is my higher self trying to show me here? What am I supposed to learn here? And again, how can I navigate all of this with ease, hopefully? But I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. The astrology from now to the end of the year, it's not easy. Astrology, honey bunny, we know that. So before I get to all of that, let's just do some minor announcements. First of all, thank you all for your ratings and reviews, keeping them coming. It just makes me truly tickles my heart to see your reviews. We picked our Libra season winner for the one-on-one reading with me, and I will be picking the Scorpio season winner at the end of Scorpio season. And stay tuned. We're going to be doing some more prizes and giveaways on a more regular basis. It's once a month, and that's great. But you know what? We want to give you more. Why? Because we love you. Why? Because I freaking appreciate the heck out of you. So stay tuned for that. Other announcements, the day this comes out, if you're a New York City baddie, this episode comes out the 12th. The 12th and the 13th, we are popping up Cosmic RX at the Whalebone Shop in Manhattan. And this is our first IRL event in New York City, in the city that never sleeps since COVID-19 hit. So we are really excited. We used to do events, you know, every week. So if you want more information on that, we have it linked here in the show notes below. We're doing a panel on Friday night about the astrology of 2022 with my dear friend Colin, a high vibe happy hour. And Saturday, we have Cosmic Fit Club pop-up events, throat chakra workshop with Carissa, Tarot and Tonics with me, Manifest with the Moon workshop with me again. So you can find all of that. And again, everything is free. On Friday night, we're just asking for a small donation to Seeding Sovereignty at the door, but that's it. So anyway, love to see you all. Let me squeeze you. Let me smell you. I miss smelling people. Is that weird? I love the Zoom. It's so efficient, but I miss smelling you. What can I say? Okay, so let's dive in to what we can expect for the week ahead. We're going to talk about, you know, if astrology isn't real, looking back on the week behind us. And then I'm going to get into your moon report and a little bit about what to expect in the planetary planning. So first, I just want to acknowledge my astrology, if astrology isn't real moment from the week that we just had. It's somber. It's really sad. A lot of you reached out, and so I feel like I just wanted to address this, but the awful tragedy of what happened at Astroworld, the deaths there at that concert / festival, so incredibly heartbreaking and so avoidable. And if any of you missed it, 8 people died and there was like a crowd compression towards the stage at this event in Houston, you know, Astroworld Festival run by Travis Scott. This was on November 5th. And truly, again, gives me like absolutely no joy. It twists my stomach to even say it, but you know, me and other astrologers had just been warning against gathering in a crowd, keeping your head on a swivel, just kind of being aware of mob mentality, crowds taking over, because the astrology that we're in, especially on November 5th, very parallel to the January 6th astrology, a little different in the manifestation of it. But, you know, I just want to take a moment to really honor the lives that were lost and the families who are grieving. And, you know, it's just speaking to another larger conversation around crowd control and infrastructure and can certain places handle a certain amount of people. You know, COVID went from no crowds to crowds. And just from what I've heard, it just felt a little all over the place. And it felt like there were some warning signs that were really ignored by people. So, like I said, I just wanted to honor that because so many of you reached out. I'm so sorry. You know, it's making me sick. It's making me so sad. But there is something to note that I just want to point out from that. The astrology through the end of the year, honestly, through February, there is a lot of instability. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of like heat. And that's what that astrology was last week. It was all about like Mars, which is like heat, a pushing, a going. There's a lot of things happening through the end of the year. And I just want everyone listening, I'm like really not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I just want us to be responsible and be safe. Okay. Like if you're at a big crowded event, first of all, don't put yourself in any dangerous spots. If there's like a protest going on or somewhere where you feel like people are really like emotional, you know, maybe this is just the time to kind of like bow out, like I said, and then just be like, you know what, this is not for me. I'm going home. I'll go protest from my keyboard. Or again, you know, just taking the normal safety protocol in mind. And if you're at a large crowd, a festival or something like that, I just keeping your wits about you and just keeping your intuition open when you're like, that feels weird. That feels off. I don't like this. And just trusting that. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. But thank you for all of you who wrote in. And thank you for, again, just sending me some resources. I was offline this weekend. I had my sister's mama blessing and a baby shower, which was very beautiful and just reminded me of how important it is to, you know, make time for ceremony and for ritual. And it was really nice to just be with my family. We have a lot going on right now and it was just nice to ground down. So I was completely offline. And I came back to those messages on Monday morning. So anyway, like I said, not a super exciting if astrology isn't real moment. Just wanted to honor it. Let's go to the lunar report. I'm just going to jump in. There's not much I can really say to follow that. So let's talk about the moon. If you're new here, quick catch up. This is the part of the show where I just give you the day by day. So get your pen and paper out, get your calendar out. This is the moon report. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days, and the moon really affects our inner world. Other transits that go on dictate what happens in the outside world, the energies, how, you know, interpersonal relationships, more collective, you know, feelings and shifts. The moon is just every 2.5 days, it's telling us to check in with ourselves, adjust, and like really drop into a real self-care, like a caring of self, a nourishing, a nurturing of self. And the sign that the moon is in can teach us a lot of how to do that. So the day this podcast comes out, which would be November 12th, the moon is in Pisces. I am a Pisces moon, so this is a very me transit. So the Pisces moon day is on Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday morning. This is not the time to sign on the dotted line, you know, to read over a bunch of paperwork. It's not about the details. Pisces moon days are about the broad strokes, you know, doing things that are very creative, freeing, very imaginative. I'm so excited that we're doing our Cosmic RX pop-up during a Pisces moon weekend. It's a great time to take a little dive into the mystical deep end of life. I would suggest for your cosmic self-care, get your tarot cards out, maybe go get an intuitive reading if it's been a minute for you, play with your crystals. And the things that I would say to avoid, like I said, paperwork or anything where you have to have a really discerning eye for detail. And Pisces moon days, just look out for where you may be willfully like escaping reality in a situation, or where you're avoiding feeling your emotions. So you just want to look out for escaping in any way. Just sit with your emotions, sit with your feelings, let yourself be present with all of it. And then Sunday around 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time into Monday, and then well into Tuesday, we have the moon in Aries. So moon in Aries days, you might be feeling motivated. You might be feeling activated. You may be feeling super like that fiery get shit done energy. So in these days, I really want you to do something first of all, independent, where you can work on your own. This is not group project energy. This is doing things, you know, your way on your own timeline, no one holding you back. Moon in Aries days are a great day to like blow off some steam, go do some cardio, go do some punch boxing, I just called it, like kickboxing. There's a lot of Mars, there's a lot of energy being kicked up, there's a lot of anger being kicked up, and things that might have been buried for a while. And there's this like song going on TikTok, and it's like, that's the thing with anger. It's this lyric. It's like, that's the thing with anger. It begs to stick around. Don't mind my singing voice. But this thing with Scorpio season goes into the parts of us that we've repressed, like the gunk, the stuff that's below the surface. And when we have a moon in Aries day, we might feel a lot of anger, frustration, and we might not even really know where it's coming from, but it's there. It's sticking around. So I invite you to do a healthy practice on these days to have an outlet for your anger. Screaming into a pillow, no punching a couch cushion, screaming in your car, listening to some good like rage music and letting it out of your body. Moon in Aries days, as you may guess from what I just said, we're going to look out for unhealthy outlets of that anger. We're going to look out for losing our temper. We're going to look out for, you know, just kind of picking fights or being unnecessarily brusque or downright mean to anyone. So again, like healthy outlets for the anger, and all that ties into it, each other. Like if you spend time alone, you're going to have more time to process your anger. So, okay, that's really important. I'm kind of spending extra time on that because of all of the Scorpio energy. Very important. So then on Tuesday, the 16th into the 17th, 18th, and then early on the morning of the 19th, we have the moons in Taurus. And on the 19th, it's a full moon, but it's a full moon lunar eclipse. It's not just any full moon. So I will get into more of what the lunar eclipse means for you on next week's podcast as that comes out on the 19th. But I'm going to say you're going to want to really start on the 16th, 17th, 18th, dropping into your body. Like, can you slow down, spend some time away from the devices, social media? Can you get really in your body? Can you make yourself some nourishing, yummy meals? Can you spend some time stretching, foam rolling? take nice like salt baths. I want you to be really in your body. And then those Taurus moon days, it's like, what do you really value? How do you take care of yourself? How do you show your, you know, your own sense of value to yourself? There's going to be some themes that are going to be coming up. And then moon in Taurus days, we just want to look out for being overly stubborn, being kind of fixated on getting one thing done that we may think is the right way of doing something, or being hyper fixated, like releasing the grip a little bit. Like, I want you to pretend like you're holding a steering wheel in your hands right now. And I just want you to like soften that grip and allow a little bit. That's going to be your medicine those days. And then we go into the lunar eclipse, and oh boy, is it wild. I talked a little bit about it last week. You've heard me mentioning the lunar eclipse here, but let's head into the official planetary planning for the week ahead. And I'll get into a little bit of what that means and more. Okay, so this week ahead, because the universe is divine, loving, and wise, there's not a ton of like wild astrology transits. It's really like prep, like I mentioned before, going into the eclipse. So eclipses are super ungrounding times. They're times of deep and radical change, transformation, and this is a lunar eclipse. So it's going to be completing a really big cycle of something in our emotional world. And I want you to think about where you have Scorpio and Taurus in your chart to understand what the theme that's coming up, what's going to be your lunar eclipse message. I made a video for you on TikTok where you can find the degrees in your chart, how to do that, and where you can begin to see, again, the houses in your chart and, you know, understanding when I'm talking about these transits. I made a little visual on there. I hope it helps. I'm new to doing these little like 3-minute astro tutorials, but I want you to look at that tutorial or look at your chart, you know, Scorpio, Taurus, especially if you have like 12 degrees of anything like that in your chart, I want you to pay attention to it. So the eclipse is happening, and it's almost like the week leading up to the eclipse, imagine a huge drain being pulled at the bottom of the ocean, if there was a drain there, like in a cartoon, and there's a swirling happening, and all of these things and emotions and experiences and energies and all of these things that are like over and their time's expired. It's like they're getting pulled down this drain, and we're going to be pulled through this portal. And on the other side, it's like we're flipping, you know, going into a reverse bizarro universe and opening up to a new portal on the other side. So you're going to really feel like emotionally and spiritually, mentally, this pull and this swirling. But I'm warning you, you might also feel it physically. There are actual physical symptoms. They would call it eclipse sickness. I want you to know that, you know, I just want you to be prepared for this. Okay. So you might feel anything from headaches to fatigue to super vivid dreams. Some people experience sleepwalking, and other people manifest as like flu-like symptoms, loss of appetite, sensitivity to light, jerking yourself awake in your sleep, and dehydration. Okay. So there are definitely just physical effects, and that's just the way that the universe is kind of showing us, like we're feeling that our physical body because there's so much happening in the other planes. So I just want everyone to take really good care of themselves during this time. If you go to our moon guide, our moon report on our website, we do a whole bunch of eclipse season self-care tips for you. Obviously, a full write-up on what this actual eclipse means for you based on your sign, the message, and just a whole lot of information. But the physical, it's really important. Another thing about this week that's important to note as we lead into the eclipse cycle is, you know, we're not doing any manifesting this lunar eclipse. It's more a time of like deep release and letting go and focusing on our other spiritual self-care practices, meditation, breath work, journaling. We can work with divination through runes, or, you know, pendulum work, scrying, doing some creative art therapy, painting. But we're just going to avoid like the active manifestation and magic work. And again, you can read more about why in the moon report. I'll talk about it next week on the podcast. But if you're like me and you like to have all the information like ready to go before the eclipse happens, you can find it there. And the last thing that I wanted to say about this week coming up, there's not any major big like crazy ingresses, transits to note. We're still just riding the energy from last week where a lot happened. The Venus moved into Capricorn for that extended stay. You can check out last week's podcast if you want more information on that. You know, we have Mars is in Scorpio joining all of these planets. What do we think we have right now? We have Mercury and Mars in Scorpio. You know, they conjoined on November 10th, which was kind of an intense day. And we have this like Scorpio stellium in the sky and it's squaring Saturn. And whenever something squares Saturn, it's a face-off energy. It's tension. It's being in like a chokehold or an arm wrestling match with these big planets. So there's just a lot of feelings of like roadblocks coming up and frustration. And a lot of, you know, we're being asked to choose our battles wisely, thinking, you know, think before we act, respond versus reacting, stepping away, allowing ourselves to pause and sort of come back into our own center and find that over and over again. And I just want to say that any blocks that you may be feeling right now, they may be a blessing. In fact, I can actually guarantee it that there's something that's better that's waiting for you. There's something that's like this. If you're feeling blocked, that's not your thing right now. The universe is moving around a lot of chess pieces in the sky, if you will, to set you up for this really big next chapter we're entering. Like 2022 is going to be a big, beautiful year, but it's going to ask us of like another level of growth and expansion to which the likes of which we've never experienced before. So we have to do some serious reevaluating, reconfiguring of our lives to be ready to receive that. So just going off of the Venus in Capricorn energy from last week, you're going to be faced with a lot of being asked about like the commitments in your life and where you need to go deeper with some of them and where you may need to release some of them. You're also going to be asked like, again, this thing of like, is it worth it? Am I worth it? You know, if you're looking at things in your life, like, is it worth it to keep investing in this thing? Am I worth it if I want to invest in something to myself more and move the needle on something, you know, going back to school, leaving a relationship that's kind of gone past its expiration date, take my business to the next level? Like, is it worth it to do that? It's like, okay, let's think about it. And then like, am I worth it? Do I really think that I am worthy of that? And kind of acting a little bit like a little fake it till you make it energy. Like Venus in Capricorn, she's a bougie bitch. Like Venus in Capricorn people, they prefer quality over quantity. They have no problem waiting for the right thing to come along, whether it's like shopping. They're not settling for fast fashion. They want the like, you know, Italian leather, one of a kind purse. And they'll wait to find the perfect one. And Venus in Capricorn is really like, of course I'm worth it. You know, of course I'm worth it to do that and take this thing in my life to the next level. And they're really good at figuring out what's not worth it, right? Like all of your life being almost like an investment portfolio. So I want you to think about what's coming up around that. And again, I went deeper into it last week, but I'm just bringing it up again because it's super important. Venus is in Capricorn for this like mega long stay. So these are themes that we're going to be coming back to a lot. And with Venus in Capricorn, the last thing I wanted to bring up about it is it's a little bit about sacrifice. It's a little bit about like maybe not getting that instant gratification in something. Again, back to that kind of fast fashion analogy. It's like, okay, there's the instant gratification. You want to buy something, you know, on Amazon, one click, it's here. It's here you in 2 days. But it's like, is that the thing you really wanted? Is it going to last? Is it something that like maybe you don't even really need? All these things that come up with fashion, fast fashion versus like, can I sacrifice the time and wait for something I really want and sacrifice a little bit more money to get something that's like really what I need? That's something that's really in alignment with who I am, who I'm becoming, and something that just like lights me up. And this is like an analogy. I'm using fast fashion, but this can be used for anything, anything in your life. And we're all going to be being asked from now until the end of the year into March. That's going to be about like, where do we maybe need to sacrifice something so we can jump into something in a much bigger way? And I just want to use this opportunity to remind ourselves that literally like the word sacrifice comes from like the root of the word is about to make sacred, to make your life sacred. That's right in the word sacrifice, sacred. So it's like sometimes we have to surrender our own will, our sense of control, the instant gratification thing we want, the thing that we like think we need right now, and get vulnerable and open up to this more like mythic and holistic calling of our life and bring it up to the larger picture, and to be able to go like deeper and wider with that thing that we want, to have the universe show it to us in a much more brilliant way, in a much more authentically like us way. So this is a very like Venus and Capricorn. Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. This is a very Saturn thing. Saturn gets a bad rap in astrology, but a lot of Saturn is like this sacred potency of like, I'm going to make you wait and I'm going to see how much you want this thing, you know, wherever Saturn is in your chart. And I'm going to push you and I'm going to break down those muscles and build them up. And I'm going to make you like do some freaking work and put in some sacrifice to make your life sacred, to make your life sacred. So when you get that thing, the thing that you want, wherever that Saturn is in your chart, that job, that relationship, that baby, that money, that security, that peace, it's like, damn, you earn that. It's yours. And it's that whatever thing I just said, job, relationship, baby, you know, security, it's the version of that that's really you, that you desire. And you worked for it and you like got yourself ready to prepare that and receive that and do it from a place of like confidence and a place of self-authority and a place of feeling grounded. So anyway, I just wanted to say that that's kind of the Venus and Capricorn messages coming through this week. And then all of that's going on while we have some astrology that's a little, I don't want to say like lighter, but it's on the 12th and the 15th, we have the sun is doing some beautiful things in the sky. I usually don't go over these astrology points in the podcast, but the sun is trine Neptune on the 12th. On the November 15th, sun is square Jupiter. And then on the 17th, Mars is opposite Uranus. And you can read more about these in the moon guides if you want the nitty gritty. But I just want to point them out because I know this whole episode has been a little heavy. So I just wanted to end on a high note. Now, these are 3 days of like fairy dust energy, open illumination, seeing things like you might be seeing on the other side of all of this, like, oh my God, the big plans, a taste of it, the dream, the desire. You're feeling like this is a time to maybe like, yeah, begin a new pursuit. And you're really understanding like what it is coming into a little bit more of a tangible form. Okay. And there is a little bit of like confidence, enthusiasm, hype building up this week. And then culminating in that November 17th, when Mars goes opposite Uranus, it's like a major light bulb energy. And this is astrology of like eureka moments, ahas, epiphanies. So pay attention, get the pen and paper out. You might have your big idea. You might see like the breakthrough energy, the how to solve the problem. So being open to that, I wanted to leave you on a high note. And just remind yourself again that you are worth it. You are so worth where your heart is pulling you. It's just, this is the time now to really pull back and reflect and like align your life and your choices and your behaviors to match that and to say, I am worth it. And I'm going to invest in myself in this way. So meditate on these things. Let me know how it goes. We are officially in the eclipse season, eclipse portal, y'all. We're feeling it. Take good care of your meat suit, your muggle, your human body. Take good care of yourself emotionally, spiritually. As always, if you need to tell me something privately, come find me at I Am Maddie Murphy, slide in my DMs. You can tag me and things at the Cosmic RX. We love to share. A lot of you tag us in card pulls and affirmations and little funny if astrology isn't real moments. So continue to do that. As promised, like last week, I'm ending with pulling a note from your higher self oracle card. And today's is just a kick in the pants. It just says rest. And that's exactly what I'm about to do. Your girl is exhausted. She's about to go rest and lay her head down. And I'm just sending you blessings and prayers that you may receive the exact level of rest that you need as we move into this week ahead. All right, sending you lots of love and stardust. See you next week.
Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.